Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
All right, now here with this week's precious metals market update is our good friend, Tom Cloud.
Jerry's been quite a week and certainly quite a month in September. We saw gold, which historically does fairly well in September, drop over 5.5%, but we saw it go up in August, which it usually doesn't. Now we're to October, and of course there's all kind of talk out there about gold going up and gold potentially still going down, you know, to break 1580 back down to the 200-day moving average. And certainly no one knows exactly what's going to happen, but with the events of this week, with Norway coming out and talking about the physical shortage in Europe, the central banks that we deal with on European coins are telling us there may not be any for 3 to 5 weeks. In other words, demand in Europe is extremely strong for things like British sovereigns and French and Swiss 20 francs and coins that people desire because of their confidentiality. And then, of course, for the second straight week, we're being cut off on Friday from taking physical orders because for two reasons, there's a shortage in the United States and big wholesalers don't want to sell inventory they know is going to be a lot higher in a month or a month and a half. This, to me, is a fire sale in all the metals. And quickly on gold, I do expect it to consolidate probably into next week. But some point in the next week or two, if the Fed has to make decisions about the unemployment rate going down, increasing unemployment benefits, or standing to kill the economy, is still leaning toward some kind of monetization or some kind of quantitative easing. Some parts of the jobs plan they may can get passed on an emergency notice. All these would be very, very positive for gold. And as I tell people every day, if you don't think gold's going to go back to 1900, again, you shouldn't even be looking at gold. So if you're buying something that's in the mid-1600s that's already been to 1900 once, and you don't think it's going back, gold's probably not a place, you know, that you need to be, because anytime you have the kind of volatility that we've had in these metals market, you know there's a lot of interest in them. That's what makes, but what we always find out for 11 years is every time there's over 10% correction, it goes to a new all-time high, and this absolutely will be no different. So even though with the bloodshed of watching it go down and investors being worried, and certainly I understand that, but you've got to go in there and think with common sense where else you're going to put money, and every time it'll leap back to gold. Silver, on the other hand, is a little more iffy. It's still trading in a very narrow trading range between 28 and 32 until it breaks out above 32 or breaks below 28 and goes to the 200-day moving average. Most investors that don't understand it probably should just sit on the sidelines until they see one of those two events happen. But for ones that have been cost averaging into silver, certainly it's a great time to buy. But one thing to remember, we're already seeing physical shortages, nothing like we've seen since 2008. And prior to that, it went all the way back to 1981. So this is the third worst shortage I've seen in my 34 years of being in this business. So you and your mind have got to separate paper silver from physical silver, because the physical will eventually revert back to the real value. And yes, they can go out and do contracts and say there's 80 times more silver in contracts than there is that exists on the planet Earth. At some point, somebody's going to start taking delivery on these future contracts, and I really think it will be later this year or next year, at which point you're going to see silver make some big jumps. So at this price in the $30 range is a great place to cost average in and keep averaging. And if it does go back to 25, you just buy some more to cost average. But I'm not as scared to buy silver right now. But from a technical standpoint, it still is in a neutral position. And lastly, Jerry, palladium has been the biggest disappointment, but no one expected Russia to sell as much palladium as it did last week. You've got to remember, most of the platinum in the world is owned by the Russian government. It's mined in Siberia, but it's state-owned. So when they have hiccups in their economy, they sell hard money, which is either oil or platinum or gold, and rather than borrowing money and issuing a bond, they'll sell natural assets to shore up their short-term needs, and that's what happened last week. It wasn't an ideal time for them, but they know in the next few weeks, you know, they could get more money, but to give them credit, they didn't want to go in and borrow money and start issuing debt when they already had the assets available to pay for their short-term needs, which is only a few tens of millions of dollars and not billions like we have here. So we have lost no enthusiasm over palladium, and if there is a bigger gift in the investment area than buying palladium at this level, I have no idea what it is. So I think as disappointing as it is, it's a must that you add to your palladium stance. And whether it gets back to 900, where I expect it to be by the end of the year, and only gets back to 750, you could still make a 30-35% profit because of the extra drop that we just experienced this week. So hopefully this gives everybody a quick overview. I think things will start moving a lot faster starting next week, and I think you'll start seeing, you know, prices either going down to where they're going, or you'll see them start accelerating as we get further and further into October. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.
All right, well, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business for about 35 years, servicing tens of thousands of clients all over the country and the world, for that matter, for gold, silver, and palladium. If you have a question for Tom, simply pick up the phone and call him. He's available Monday through Friday at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. Be sure to tell Tom that you heard about him on Follow the Money Weekly, and he'll throw in free shipping and insurance on your entire order.